Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, and of course, as usual, you can bring up anything you want, though not at the moment. Right now, if you're going to call in, your thoughts need to be for Dr. Ed, and you know what? I didn't ask him how to pronounce his name, and I ask him right now. Ed, how do you pronounce that last name of yours?
It's Gogek.
Gogek. Yeah, Dr. Ed Gogek is with us here. He is an author of Marijuana Debunked, and I got to say, Ed, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us here on Free Talk Live, because we talk a lot about ending drug prohibition here on this program, and it is hard, hard, hard to find anybody who's going to take the side of the status quo, at least on the issue of cannabis. And you've written a book about it. You are against legalization, isn't that right?
That's right.
Our phone number, if you've got a question for Dr. Ed Gogek, is 855-450-FREE. You can't call on Skype because that's where he is right now. But tell me, before we, you know, I've got questions for you, obviously, but give me the pitch. What's the book about, Marijuana Debunked? And I'm sure that'll get our conversation going here.
Well, what I try to do in this book is go over every pro-marijuana argument and describe where I disagree with it and why I think it's wrong, and especially looking at the science that shows that it's wrong. But the main, you know, the main reason I'm against this is basically teenage use. That's really the biggest problem.
And why is that?
Well, there's been a lot of research over like the past 10, 15 years. There's all this research about what marijuana does to the teenage brain. Turns out the teenage brain is still developing a lot, and marijuana interferes with that. So teens who smoke pot will have more problems as adults, even if they quit.
So have you seen any of the studies from, for instance, like the Netherlands, where it shows that after they, lowered their, I guess, aggression against cannabis, when they basically legalized cannabis, that the teenage use actually went down?
Yeah, I haven't seen specifics on that, but Netherlands has one of the highest rates of teenage use. There's a UNICEF, in fact, one of the best evidence came out, UNICEF did the study. They looked at almost all the European countries plus the U.S. and Canada. And what they found is the countries with the most lax laws had the highest rates of teenage use, and the countries with the most strict laws had the lowest rates.
That's interesting, because I'm pretty sure I haven't seen that. I've seen sort of the opposite. So this is the problem with having these conversations, is that it's, you know, one study versus another study. Whose study is right? You know, to me, we can throw all the studies away. It really is all about ownership of your own body. I mean, what good is threatening teenagers with a jail cell going to do to stop them from using it? I don't know about you, Ed, but when I was a teenager, I used cannabis, and the laws didn't stop me at all.
Right, and I smoked pot as a teenager, too, but I'll tell you, the laws would have stopped me. In fact, when I got caught, it had an effect on me. But it's, let me get back to this, though. There are studies that are pretty good. So the UNICEF study is huge, and that's what makes it really good. The National Survey on Drug Use and Health, or the Monitoring the Future, these are really huge studies. And they don't totally paint the picture for us. The UNICEF one really does, but not all of them. But those are pretty good studies. When people take, you know, just pick, when people compare just two countries, usually that's a problem, because studies don't usually compare two countries. They usually look at a lot of them.
So you mean like a study that might compare the Netherlands to the U.S. and find that teenage use is actually lower in the Netherlands?
Exactly. And it is lower in the Netherlands.
Right, so that's interesting, because it indicates that despite the U.S. drug prohibition, where drugs are illegal, or cannabis specifically is illegal, that it has higher use than the Netherlands. I mean, that's pretty interesting, don't you think?
But if you look at the entire study, if you look at all 29 countries, what you find is the top 10 all have very lax laws. The United States has very lax marijuana laws. We have medical marijuana laws that are basically function like legalization. We have a lot of decriminalization. And so we're fifth or sixth in that study, and then Netherlands is 10th. But if you look at the top countries in that one, Canada, Switzerland, these are countries with decriminalization or no enforcement. In fact, what they are is they're countries that marijuana tourists love to go to because the laws are so lax. Those are all at the top. And then if you look at the bottom, you find all these Scandinavian countries. The Scandinavian countries have decided to really tighten up their laws and be really strict. And they have the lowest rates of teenage use.
So if teenagers are out there using cannabis, and we know they certainly are, are you arguing to recriminalize it, to make it more criminal? What do you want to see out there?
What I want, I don't really want to criminalize, but I want the laws to stay where they are, but not be terribly enforced, which is what we're doing already. People are not going, there's virtually nobody is going to jail or prison just for possession of marijuana. In fact, you don't find those drugs. I work in jails, and I've worked in prisons, and you see people who are in for dealing. You rarely see anybody who's in just for possession, and usually when that happens, something else is going along.
Well, I've actually been in jail, and I was there for civil disobedience, and the first time I was in there with a guy who was arrested for his third possession charge, and they definitely put him in jail. And this is the claim the police make all the time, is that people in general don't go to jail for cannabis, but they do get arrested for it. And when you get, handcuffs put on you and taken your freedom taken away from you and forced to go into a court system where they then extract hundreds of dollars from you, that's going to lead people to be even more depressed. It could lead them to lose their jobs. And, to me, jail isn't a solution. And it sounds like you might even agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of putting people in jail. I'm actually I'm in favor of having the consequence available and almost never using it, because that seems to be what works best to prevent drug use.
But government doesn't do that, right? Like the government arrests people, they charge them. I mean, I've been in district court. I'm in there a lot just as sort of a hobby. It's a weird hobby, but, I'm in there anyway, supporting people going to court and challenging various different nonsense laws. And I see district court arraignments where it's cannabis case after cannabis case. So it's not like these things aren't being enforced out there. At the very least, in states where it's not legal, there are still cops making it, here in New Hampshire, thousands of arrests a year just for simple possession of cannabis. It's a big moneymaker for the state, and it just further impoverishes those people who are the victims of those arrests. I mean, ultimately, isn't this a personal freedom issue, Ed? Isn't this, shouldn't people own their own bodies and be able to make decisions about what to put into them, even if they are a teenage person?
Well, we're talking about teenagers, age 12, 13. I see people all the time, and I treat a lot of heroin addicts, and they're 18, 19. We can help them with the heroin, but they tell me they've been smoking pot since they were 12. It is too late to do anything. The only way to help them is to prevent it. And if it's illegal, far fewer people will use it. There's no role modeling. There won't be any advertising. We have 4 million teenagers in this country who are using marijuana regularly.
Ed, would you rather have, as far as advertising, because, it seems like it's going to go to a more legal direction. We've already got four states heading that direction. I mean, you're essentially arguing against, the flow of history here, it seems like. Would you rather have teenagers smoking cannabis or smoking bath salts?
That's not the choice. I'd rather have them doing either.
And but you don't get that, because the marketplace filled in. I don't know if you're familiar with the history of the synthetic cannabinoids and the bath salts and such, but what happened there was, because cannabis is illegal and MDMA and LSD and other things, they came up with these chemical concoctions made in a laboratory that are designed to ape the chemicals in the illegal drugs, but they're not exactly the same. So therefore, they're different in some ways, and in some ways a lot more dangerous and super scary. And some people have actually died from, using bath salts and such. So it's very well likely that people will turn to legal substances, even though they may be more dangerous, simply because they're available. Whereas if cannabis were legal, many of these synthetic drugs may not have ever even hit the marketplace.
Now, that's the substitution theory, and it's pretty much wrong. I see people all the time. People who use one drug are more likely to use another, not less likely. Teenagers don't choose between drugs. They use what's around, and they tend to use what's available and use more than one. What we're hearing from Colorado is people don't smoke pot as opposed to alcohol. They do both.
Well, I mean, there's nothing new there. That's what they were doing before it was made legal. Ed, stand by. We'll come back and continue the discussion here in moments. We've got Ed Gogek. He's a doctor and the author of a book. It's called Marijuana Debunked, and we'll hear more from him here in a moment. He's arguing not to increase the criminal penalties, which I'm glad to hear. I'm glad he's not pushing for the death penalty or something, on cannabis. And we'll come back for that. 855-453. If you've got a question for Dr. Ed Gogek. This is Free Talk Live. We'll continue with the live Sunday edition here in moments. Again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
50 free. We're talking about legalization of cannabis. And it's really hard sometimes to find someone who's willing to even call into the show to take the position that things should stay as they are, where things should be, these drugs like cannabis should be illegal. They should remain the status quo, at least in the places where they're illegal. And Ed Gogek is our guest. He's a doctor and the author of Marijuana Debunked, which so far in the conversation, we're going to bring Ed back on here in a moment. He's making a lot of claims about the teenagers and, that they supposedly are going to use drugs more or use cannabis specifically more if it were legal. And, of course, it seems like, you can always find studies that contradict one another. Here's a headline from Forbes from last month. Legalized medical marijuana doesn't increase teen usage. A study found. Now, this was an exhaustive study over 24 years of data from over a million teenagers in 48 states. We're going to bring Ed back on. He can respond, and you can call in too if you've got a question for Ed. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want to let you know about ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business. You get your cryptocurrency with money order or check and start off over at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada, ExpressCoin.com. They've got a smartphone app, or you can just do it straight through their website. So get started over at ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget to use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's no transfer fee and up to $40 worth over at ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. I want to get to your calls and thoughts for Dr. Ed Gogek. He is with us here. Ed, thanks for sticking with us for the conversation. I appreciate it.
Yeah, can I talk about that Forbes article?
Please.
Okay, because I just wrote an op-ed, which I'm having a hard time getting anyone to print, that the headline they had in Forbes is not what the study showed. The study was what's called a negative finding, which means they looked for something and didn't find it. And all it means is, and the way they looked, it was a very exhaustive study, but I've read several of these studies that do that. And the news media has a tendency to misinterpret them, saying that they prove that that medical marijuana doesn't increase teen use, and that's not what it shows. It's actually a bad headline.
Okay. Well, so again, it's like back and forth, study versus study. This was accurate, this wasn't, et cetera. To me, it really comes down to a moral issue. And, Ed, it sounds like you want to continue arresting people, both teenagers and adults, for possession of cannabis. Is that right?
No, I just want to have the laws there. I don't really want to see people arrested.
Well, it doesn't work that way, man. I mean, I wish it did work that way, but unfortunately, as long as the laws are there, the police's attitude is, well, we're just doing our job. I've been to cannabis legalization/decriminalization hearings, and I watched the Police Chiefs Association trot themselves in time and time again, bring out the same old prohibitionist propaganda, and on one hand claim they're just enforcing the law and just doing their job, but on the other hand, they actually argue to stop things like decriminalization and legalization. And there are thousands of people who are being arrested just here in New Hampshire alone, and hundreds of thousands more in all of the other states. I think it's over 500,000 cannabis arrests every single year. This is ruining people's lives, and so I'm glad that you, at the very least, don't want to see those arrests continue, but I'm afraid the only way that's going to stop is with either decriminalization, ending prohibition, or legalization. So I know you don't want to see legalization happen, but what about some decrim? What about making it so it's no longer an arrestable offense?
Let me go on with this. Most of those arrests, in fact, almost all those arrests, are when people are caught with marijuana when they're being arrested or searched for a completely other reason. The police are not actually going out looking for marijuana, or if they are, it's extremely rare.
You'd be surprised, because the police pull people over all the time, and they, will make the claim that they smell marijuana, and they'll search somebody's car, and even though they haven't done anything else wrong, they haven't harmed anybody else, they'll get arrested for it. I mean, look, I've been in the underground for a long time. I know people in the drug culture.
Wait, driving under the influence of marijuana is extremely harmful. It doubles the rate of a...
I didn't tell you that it was necessarily a person who was driving. Sometimes they're passengers who are in the car. And besides that, there are studies that show that cannabis users are safer drivers than even non-cannabis user drivers.
There are not. Again, What the marijuana lobby does is they take negative studies. If you look for something and don't find it, it doesn't mean it's not there. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of negative studies. The scientific community has made a huge effort to get people to publish negative findings. It's when they looked for something and didn't find it.
Well, that's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to, I believe it was the Australian Department of Transportation was one of the original ones from years ago. I mean, I don't have this in front of me right now, but if I'm recalling correctly, it basically found, it was statistically insignificant, but it essentially found that cannabis users were slightly better drivers. It was an actual driving test, were better drivers than non-cannabis users were. And they also tested alcohol, which of course was hugely dangerous for people that were behind the wheel. Let's go to some phone calls here, Dr. Gogek. I want to bring some folks on who might have some comments. First up, we got Sean. He's in California. Sean, you're on with Dr. Ed Gogek. We have Sean in California.
Hey there. All right. First quick comment is that even without getting arrested, here in California, it's, you know, really low priority or whatever, but even just getting a citation can kind of screw up your life a little bit if you're a student, if you're a teenager, whatever. Having that to deal with or that possibly on your record can definitely screw with you. And then the other thing is that I'd like to know how the doctor supports prohibition, which is, you know, enabling the drug war, enabling the, you know, putting these Chapo Guzmans in power and these cartels and these, you know, massive drug wars, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of deaths in Mexico. I'd like to know his thoughts on that.
Thanks, Sean, for the call. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Ed.
Sure. I'm actually going to be kind of tough on this. There is no reason that people have to smoke marijuana. And so when we look at this, we're talking about a choice between something that doesn't have to be done and problems that it causes. So regarding the cartels, there were no cartels in the 1940s and 1950s when we had very, very tough marijuana laws. The problem is people using the drug. And I'm going to say it that firmly. And it's also the same thing with teenage use. There simply is no way to have this drug widely available without huge numbers of teenagers using it. And what we know about teens who use it is they do worse in school, they drop out at twice the rate of non-users, they earn less as adults. Brain studies have shown they actually have less gray matter, their IQs are lower. This is a drug that is causing serious problems, and right now we have 4 million teens who are using it. I don't know of another way to prevent it than to keep it illegal.
Yeah, but you're not preventing anything. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I was a teenager, and I know that, and I know right now that teenagers are using it. And I got to say, you know, it didn't affect me personally as far as my success. I've used cannabis throughout my adult and teenage life. And, you know, I've got a relatively successful radio program here as a result of that. And everybody I've known that has been a cannabis user, which to me, Ed, it's actually hard to count the people who I know who don't use cannabis, whether it's occasionally or frequently. It seems like almost everybody does at some level. And, you know, a lot of those guys were teenage users as well. And I just don't see the evidence for it in my life. And studies to me are, you know, are obviously easily manipulable. But you said you were willing to stick with us, right, Ed? Because I'd love to keep you on. Or with Ed Gogek. He is the author of Marijuana Debunked. And we're going to continue. If you've got a question for him, call in toll-free on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, indeed. It is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. Of course, you can dial in toll-free and join us here. You can bring up anything you want, but you'll have to hold off on those anything-you-want calls until we're done with Dr. Ed Gogek. He is with us here until further notice. We were originally scheduled for a half hour with him, but he was gracious enough to allow us to go on because we're talking about an issue that is very near and dear to my heart, which is cannabis. Of course, I want to see it. I want to see prohibition ended on cannabis. But Dr. Gogek, as we've discovered here, isn't as much as a prohibitionist as I thought he was going to be. So I want to give Ed some credit for that. He is saying that on one hand, he doesn't want to see people arrested for cannabis. But on the other hand, he wants to keep the laws in place. And unfortunately, you just can't have it both ways because the police will continue to arrest as long as the laws are in place. Unfortunately, I wish they would stop right now. I keep trying to convince them. You know, I talk to them regularly on the streets here in Keene, New Hampshire, that and inform them that what they're doing by arresting these folks is wrong and it's, you know, moral outrage and it's counterproductive and it doesn't help people, etc. But yet they continue to do it. And I'll be honest, you know, not all of them do. Some of them will look the other way, but not as a whole. As a whole, thousands of people in New Hampshire alone and hundreds of thousands across the United States are being arrested, both teenage and adult, for cannabis. We'll continue the discussion with Dr. Gogek here in moments. I want to welcome Mark into the studio here. Hello, Mark.
Thank you.
Was it a pig emergency or something? I don't even know what happened.
It wasn't. My mother is visiting, and she had planned a play, and who thought a play was going to go on for 3.5 hours?
She was in a play?
No, she just
went to go see one.
Yeah.
Cell 411, it's a decentralized micro-social network. You can send alerts to your friends, your family members, your neighborhood watch group, activist group. Cell 411 works, and it works well. If you're pulled over by police, if you need medical help, if your car breaks down, you can send an alert to your trusted group of friends with your exact GPS coordinates. And if they're available to help you, they can hit respond. They indicate that they're coming to your aid, and you'll get a notice saying so-and-so's coming. And here's how far away they are. Very handy stuff. Whether, again, you're in a neighborhood watch or whatever, you can send all kinds of notices. If you see your friend being arrested for cannabis, you can send a notice saying somebody's being arrested. There's all kinds of notices you can send out. It's really handy. It's all of 99 cents in the Google Play Store right now. It's Cell 411, C-E-L-L 411, and you can go and download it. iPhone users, stand by. It's in the process of being approved for the iOS Play Store or the App Store as well. So check out Cell 411. As we go back to Ed Gogek, we do have some other people who want to call in, Ed, with questions for you. But thanks for staying with us here. What did you have to say to the guy? What did you have to say to the guy who pointed out that teenagers, specifically people in college, if they get arrested, even if they don't go to jail, the marijuana conviction can really screw up their experience? I mean, you claim that it's bad for teens to smoke, but it's even worse to get kicked out of college or lose college funding, isn't it?
I put a whole section in my book about, the thing is, the pro-marijuana people present it as if it's either criminalization or legalization. But in the countries that have dealt with this most successfully, there's a third way, which is they use the laws, but not as punishment and not as a long-term problem for people. They use the laws to get a lot of substance abusers into treatment, and then they have forgiveness clauses. Where that you can completely erase it from your record, and I strongly suggest those. There's all sorts of other ways that you can get around that besides getting rid of the whole law. They call it destigmatization. So, for example, I was once actually turned down for a job because of my marijuana use 40 years earlier, and I don't think people should be asking about drug use more than 10 years ago for any job. There's a lot of ways you can get around that without legalizing
it. Did you get arrested for it as a teenager?
No, I got in trouble for it.
What do you mean? How did you get in trouble?
I got in trouble. I was at a youth group function, and I got thrown out of the organization. The whole community was very upset about this. My parents were, everybody.
How did they find out 40 years later about that? Tell them?
That 40 years later.
You what?
When you work in a jail or prison, when you work in a prison, they interview you about past drug use.
Mm-hmm.
They decide whether or not you're an okay person to work there. And they even do it with doctors, even though we're working with drug addicts all the time. And I actually got turned down from a job for that once. So I think destigmatization is really important. I do not think that an arrest should be held over somebody. But the way to do that is get rid of the stigma, not get rid of the whole law.
Well, what about criminalizing it? What about removing it from misdemeanor status? What about a decrim down to just a violation level, like a lot of states have done?
I used to think that was a good idea, but I've just been looking, and I know you don't like different studies, but the UNICEF study is a huge study of all the countries in Europe, plus the USA and Canada, and the countries that have decriminalized all have much, much higher teenage marijuana use. Teenagers ages 11 through 15.
Are we talking about places like Portugal and Amsterdam and those sorts of places?
Definitely Netherlands, much higher rate. Portugal functions like a big drug court. Although they've decriminalized it, they still arrest people. And what they do is they don't threaten you with jail. They send you before a commission, and the commission can impose all sorts of sanctions. It's made up of a psychiatrist, a social worker, and a lawyer. I mean, can you imagine having me there deciding how somebody's going to be punished if they refuse to do treatment? I could be really tough.
I'd rather have a drug treatment counselor than a judge any day.
They're very similar now because what's going on Arizona where I've been is they're starting to hire drug counselors to be probation officers, and the judges are getting training in that. So the two are kind of coming together.
I want to bring Gabriel on the line. He's in New Mexico listening to Kiva in Albuquerque. Go ahead, Gabriel.
Hello.
You're on with Dr. Ed Gogek. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the air. I just wanted to agree with Eddie. I'm a 5-year firefighter. I got my medical marijuana card. The thing is that, I haven't haven't smoked in about 3 or 4 days. I do have my card, but I believe it's more a medicinal, you know. Like at night when I rehash things, it helps me calm down. And I'm sure a lot of people here in New Mexico are feeling the same way.
Ed, what do you think about medical? I don't think we've really covered that yet. Thanks, Gabriel, for the call tonight. Dr. Ed Gogek's with us here, the author of Marijuana Debunked. You've got 20-something, 25, 27 states, somewhere in that range, with cannabis that is legal for medical use. Are you feeling like that should stay as is, or do you want to end the medical marijuana programs?
Yeah. New Mexico is one of the few states with a really tight, strictly run medical marijuana laws where most of the marijuana actually goes to people with a serious medical illness who are helped by it. In most of the rest of the states, it pretty much functions as a conduit for drug abuse. And
well, now, hold on. No, wait a minute. That's not a fair thing to say. I mean, because not everybody who uses cannabis is an abuser, right? I mean, you do know the difference between someone who uses a drug and who abuses a drug, right?
I'll tell you why I can say that. Colorado did a study of this, and they said, yeah, most of the people who are using marijuana are just occasional users, but they account for 4% of the marijuana. 87% of the marijuana goes to daily users, and that's abuse. So most of the medical marijuana goes to people.
How do you define marijuana abuse? I mean, I've used a lot of cannabis in my time, and I can't say that it has harmed me as far as my productivity or anything like that in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I know people who've used cannabis, and it makes them more creative, and they use it as part of their job and what it is that they do.
Yeah, the research is really clear that it doesn't make it more creative. And the other thing that's really obvious...
I don't care about the research. I don't know what the research matters when, you know, you have individuals who have their own personal story about what cannabis does for them. Obviously, for a lot of people, it's helpful. Otherwise, they wouldn't use it.
No, that's not true. We're talking about an addictive drug. Ian, I work with people all the time.
Ice cream's addictive, too. Cannabis isn't a physically addictive drug at all.
Look, marijuana is definitely addictive. Marijuana is addictive. Alcohol is addictive. I work with people all the time who are always telling me Xanax is the only thing that helps them. Oxycontin is the only thing that works. Vyvanse is the only thing that works.
Do you think alcohol should be illegal too? Because I just stepped in on this.
Good question. Can you stick with us, Ed, for one more segment? Mm-hmm. We'll bring you back. Ed Gogek is with us. He's the doctor who wrote Marijuana Debunked. We'll continue if you want to get your question in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Got time for you if you want to join us here, especially if you've got a question for Dr. Ed Gogic. He is with us here tonight. He's the author of Marijuana Debunked and is sticking with us to continue this conversation. Ed taking the position, as I understand it so far, that he wants to see marijuana remain illegal, but at the same time doesn't want to see people arrested. So I appreciate that. Unfortunately, the system just doesn't work that way. And also opposing the idea of decriminalization. Mark, you threw a pretty tough question at Dr. Ed Gogic, the author of Marijuana Debunked. Can you recap that question? We'll bring him back on to answer it.
Well, he suggested that something close to daily use of marijuana is abuse. And, okay, I'll work with that premise. My question would be that is something like daily use of alcohol or near daily use of alcohol, is that also abuse? And since he's not looking to do away with the laws that we currently have and he wants to put people in rehab that that use marijuana, I guess, on a near daily basis, does he want to do the same with alcohol users?
You know, I spent most of my career actually dealing with alcohol and alcoholics, so it's not a drug that I want to defend at all. And my response usually on this is that if you're actually debating making alcohol illegal and replacing it with marijuana, then I'll have the debate with you. But I tend to get pulled into questions about alcohol, and it's not a I don't want to be put in the position of defending something. You know, I don't take on every single issue. I'm taking on the marijuana issue because it's pressing on the country right now.
That sounds like a dodge, though, right? Because, I mean, you know, the question is, if alcohol is harmful to people and you want to see less harm to them, your argument is that the fact that marijuana is criminal means people use it less. So why not advocate to recriminalize alcohol?
No, I don't do that because, you know, I've been involved in a few political movements. I remember protesting actually the Vietnam War. I'm old enough to have done that. And I remember people saying to me, well, you know, cars kill more people than Vietnam. Why aren't you against that? And, you know, there are huge problems with cars that were dangerous, but I simply wasn't the issue I was fighting on. It's not a dodge. I'm really here to talk about marijuana. I can't talk about everything. I don't know how to do this.
I'm kind of the opinion alcohol. Look, I'm a near daily user of alcohol. I may even be an abuser of alcohol. I'm not entirely sure. But I'm pretty sure that my life would be worse. My wife's life would be worse. And my child's life would be worse if I was put in jail for consuming something like two glasses of wine a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, like the alcohol has been shown. I know that there was a study out of Great Britain. You like your studies, so you're probably familiar with this one. That showed that alcohol was about as dangerous as heroin, and nowhere nearly as dangerous. And marijuana was nowhere nearly as dangerous as alcohol.
Yeah, but you can't. You can always say that. But if you look at certain things, marijuana makes schizophrenia far worse. Are you still there?
We're right here. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If schizophrenia runs in your family, which is the worst drug, alcohol or marijuana? And that's why I say no one should be forced to choose. Every drug can be worse under certain situations.
But you want to ignore alcohol while enforcing laws on cannabis. Look, I'm not advocating to make alcohol illegal. I think everybody should be able to choose what to put in their own body.
I told you that I spent most of my career dealing with alcoholism. It is not a drug I want to defend at all. But what I find is that if you pull us off into an alcohol fight, you're going to ask me to take stands on something that's not the controversial issue right now.
Well, to me, it is controversial because, people do get hurt. There are a lot of people who actually die from using alcohol. I mean, for all the studies about what you're saying about people using cannabis, we know people die from abusing alcohol. So it's a far more dangerous drug by any metric. And, I don't want to see anybody go to jail for any of these things. I just want to make it clear. I'm only asking you because it seems hypocritical. So I guess another important question is, do you use alcohol, Dr. Ed Gogek?
Extremely rarely, but that's part of being 60 years old, I think.
I don't know what that means. I mean,
lots of drunk 60-year-olds
of all ages use alcohol at various different times. So essentially, you don't want to put yourself in a criminal category, right? That's why you're kind of dodging that issue.
Oh, no, that's not why it is. Listen, if alcohol were invented today, we would ban it immediately. The only reason
is
because it's been around for long before we started banning drugs that we realized were harmful.
Well, we probably banned marijuana because the Mexicans and the black people used it. I mean, it wasn't invented 90 years ago. It was banned 90 years ago. They found it in Egyptian pyramids.
We went through a period in this country between about 1910 and the 1930s where we banned all sorts of drugs, and marijuana was one of them. It wasn't banned for a particular reason about marijuana. It was banned because they were banning drugs, and marijuana was one of them.
You're not familiar with the conspiracy theories that surround Hearst and the hemp paper and of course the racist bannings of marijuana. You're not familiar with these.
It was banned when they banned drugs. It was a public health measure. They saw that people were getting addicted to opiates that were sold legally. They saw people having problems with cocaine that was sold legally.
Sure.
They banned these drugs at the time.
But cannabis at the time, the suggestion is that marijuana was banned, and it was called marijuana, but they wouldn't have banned it if they had known, because cannabis was a regularly used prescription at that time.
I don't know how
you're not familiar with that. Okay.
No.
Let's bring D on the line.
All kinds
here.
Of things get said on the radio. That's all I know.
We got D here. He's he or she, I'm not sure, is in Southern California. D.
Mama, put them beans back on the kettle. Hello?
Yeah. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
You are on the radio. All right, goodbye. Let's go on to
Live
Drew
radio.
Listening in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Drew. You're on with Dr. Ed Gogek.
Hi, Dr. Gogek. Yeah, I completely agree with you. Even though I do smoke pot recreational, I'm almost 60 years old, so I do a lot of construction work, and I see it. And these kids, they're really not the brightest lights on the tree. And I even tell them, I said, hey, you're stupid enough without smoking pot. Why are you smoking pot? Oh, it makes me work better. So you think it makes you work better, but it doesn't.
So why do you smoke it?
Just after work or stuff. Not very much. But
so are you a self-hating marijuana user? You want to, put yourself in jail for the benefit of the teenagers?
No, I don't. It's decriminalized here. They generally just throw away the pot But some of these kids, though, I mean, I'm talking, they've been smoking pot since they've been 11 years old. And
mm-hmm.
doctor's right, they drop out. And, you know, they're good kids, but...
So when they were 11 years old, it wasn't decriminalized. It's because it's only been decriminalized for a couple of years there.
No, it wasn't.
Right, so the fact that it's illegal hasn't made it go away. And you're hanging around construction workers. It's not like you're going to a college with a bunch of doctoral students, because I bet you'd find out a bunch of them smoke pot, too. Isn't that right, Dr. Ed Gogek? I bet you a lot of the people you went to college with were pot smokers, weren't they?
In college, but nowadays, I hardly know anyone who smokes marijuana.
Maybe they don't want to tell you because they know you want it to be illegal.
Well, I don't. I smoked when I was younger.
Yeah. Now, you know, the thing is, most people...
Sorry, go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I was just going to say, most people at any age actually don't smoke marijuana. I know you said everybody does, but marijuana use peaks at age 20, and even at age 20, most people don't use the drug.
Isn't the concern there that young people who are poorly represented inside the government are going, you know, like, this is the difficulty is, right? Like, older people drink alcohol, younger people smoke marijuana. Let's throw the marijuana users in jail or force them into treatment or whatever the sort of coercion we're advocating for is. But the alcohol users, we're not going to do that. I mean, that's what's painful for me here is that we can't apply consistency. I know you're here to talk about marijuana, but, I mean, marijuana exists in the real world, and in the real world, alcohol's legal.
Yeah, but you pro-marijuana guys always bring up alcohol because marijuana can't stand on its own. That's what I think. So I'd be glad to just talk about marijuana. Like I said, if alcohol were invented today, we would never legalize it.
I think you're probably right. There are a lot of officious, stinking government bureaucrats who are two-faced who would absolutely vote to make this stuff illegal. And they'd ride on the backs of the crazy moral majority people who want to jam their version of God down people's throats.
Ed, your book available over at Amazon and the usual suspects?
It'll be available at Amazon right now. It's just on the website, marijuanadebunk.com, but it's going to be released on August 15th, so then it should be on Amazon.
Well, I want to thank you for, even daring to come on Free Talk Live, because most people won't talk about this with us, and I don't want to wish you good luck, because I hope that you fail.
The worst of luck to you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed. You've been very generous with your time, and I appreciate that.
Marijuanadebunk.com.
Dr. Ed Gogek from Marijuana Debunked. We continue. If you want to talk about cannabis, decriminalization, alcohol, whatever, we're not taking any topic off the table here on Free Talk Live. Whatever you want to discuss goes. It is the live Sunday edition. 855-450-FREE is the number. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hey, guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at You, Me, and BTC.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.